Shalom Aleichem Rav Osei, today's daf is Erevin daf Mem, and Baruch Shachriyanu Kimanu Vigiyanu L'sman Hazeh, to this last day in Shnat Tav Shin Pei, which has been definitely a topsy-turvy year. We did have the tremendous schus of starting the new Daf Yomi cycle this year, if you can remember that far back. It seems like a generation ago. But either way, Baruch Hashem, that we have gotten to this point, healthy and learning stark, and Mitzvah Shem Shnaf. Shnat Tav Shin Pei Aleph should be a year of health and happiness and simcha and bracha and hatzlacha for all of Am Yisrael and Amelis Patera and hatzlacha and learning not only the Daf Yomi but other things as well. We should be zochet to go into Rosh Hashanah with a clear mind and a comfortable, confident approach of being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our King. And renew ourselves and get excited again to learn and continue plowing through the Daf Yomi. Okay, so we're on Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Fascinating, as Rabbi Arye Leibowitz likes to say, today is an unbelievable Daf Yomi coincidence. Not only do we talk about Rosh Hashanah in the middle of Maseches Erevin, but we also talk about Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, which is tomorrow, and we also talk about Erev Rosh Hashanah, which is today. So certainly in Yonah D'Yomah Daf, we're at the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Beis. We had just gone through a discussion, if you remember, they had a deer that was brought to the Reish Galusa, and there was a machlokas between the Rabbanim there, whether you could eat it. It was brought on the first day, and shechted on the second day of Yom Tov, and the Gemara had said on a little bit higher, Lamed Tes Amud Beis, that Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda ate from the deer, from the meat, and Rav Sheshes did not. And they asked Rav Sheshes, "Why? What's the deal? Why are you not eating?" So the Gemara had said that he held that it was Yom HaRichta, it was one Kedusha, and therefore meat brought on the first day was not allowed to be eaten on the second day because a Jew is not allowed to get benefit from malacha that's done by a goy for a Jew. Rav Nachman Rav Chisda held that it was 2 days of Kedusha, meaning that one day was Yontif and another day was Chol, and you kept 2 days Yontif Misafik, so therefore Miman Roshach, either way, they were allowed, again, we did the whole back and forth yesterday, but either way, if today was Yontif, or yesterday was Yontif, regardless, they were allowed to eat meat from a deer, because either the second day of Yontif was Chol, and it was totally fine, or the second day of Yontif was Kodesh, but the day before was Chol, therefore the deer wasn't brought on Yontif at all, and therefore it was mutter for them to eat it. So the Gemara says like this, Ashkechei Rav Sheshes, we're like 7 or 8 lines up on Lamed Tes Amud Beis, Ashkechei Rav Sheshes L'Rava Bar Shmuel. So Rav Sheshes later met Rabbi Bar Shmuel, and I'm like, Tani Mar Midi B'Kedushos, right? Have you learned anything with the Kedusha of Yom Tif in Yom Tif Shnei Shogalios? So I'm like, he said to him, Tanina, we learned, Modi Rabbi Yossi B'Shnei Yom Tov Shogalios, that Rabbi Yossi is Modi, even though Rabbi Yossi holds that, if you remember on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, that Rosh Hashanah is one day of Kedusha, and the Chachamim argue and said that it was two. That was the price we had at the bottom. And so then Rabbi Yehuda had said that Rabbi Yossi is moded at the Chachamim by Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios, that is Shtei Kedushos, that it is either a Safek, or meaning not Shtei Kedushos is probably a bad phrase to use, but it's a Safek, and one day is Chol and one day is Kadosh, and we keep both of them, but really there should be only one day of Kedusha, and the other day should be Chol, implying that Rav Sheshes should have eaten the meat. So Amar Leih, so Rav Sheshes back to them, Mimish Kachaslu, if you go find and you meet Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda, so lo temelu v'lo midi, don't tell him that. So, because Rav Sheshes realized that he was wrong and that he should have been able to eat the meat that they brought to the Reish Galusa. Okay. Rav Ashi says, totally not, Lididi Amar li Ameymar. Ameymar said that, no, this is how it went down. Ahuba Tavia, that deer, lava tsudi itzad, it was not trapped, el michutz l'tchum. It wasn't that it was trapped on the first day of Yom Tov and then, you know, served and shechted on the second day of Yom Tov. Rather, the guy brought it from outside of the tchum, and this is perhaps how this relates to Erevin. Meaning it was brought outside of the tchum by a guy, for a Jew, and the din is that, in a second, but I'll just tell you that if something is brought outside the tchum for a specific Jew, so that Jew can't eat it, but other Jews are allowed to eat it. So just back in the Gemara, Manda Achal, according to Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda, they ate the meat. So Savar Habavish Shvili Yisrael is a Mutter Yisrael Achem. Right, someone who brings something outside of the Tchum for one Jew, it's also for that Jew, but it's Mutter for other Jews. Right, even Bobayom, even the day that it was bought. Brought. And then Rav Sheshes, who didn't eat, Savar, he held called also the Beir Shkulusa, Adeta the Kulu Rabbananasi. But he agreed with that concept. He agreed with that halacha, but he held that if a guy brought stuff to the Reish Kulusa's house, again, that's where the story was taking place, so then really that guy had in mind to bring it for everybody there, right? He figured it'd be a big meal, etc. He wasn't just bringing it for one guy. So therefore, it was brought for all the Jews there, and they were not allowed to eat it. And that's what went down. It has nothing to do with those Kedush Achas, Kedush Shtei Kedush Achas. That is just an issue of Tchum. So the Ha'ashkech and Rav Sheshes, the Rav Bar Shmuel, the Amarleh, what about that whole story that we just said, that Rav Sheshes said, don't tell Rav Bar Shmuel, don't tell him, you know, oh, it's 2 days, one day, don't tell these guys, don't tell Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda, I'll be so embarrassed, right? I was wrong. So the Gemara says, Lo Hayu Dvaro, Dvarim Me'olam. So simply, according to this version, so that part of the story never happened. And Rav Sheshes never met Rabba Bar Shmuel, and that give and take did not occur. Okay. Hahu lifta da'asi la mechoza. It's kind of a funny phrase. There was a turnip that arrived in mechoza. It sounds like the beginning of a kid's book. But a guy basically brought a turnip to mechoza, and nafak rava mechazed kamisha. And Rava saw that it was a little lousy. Kamisha literally means it was shvach. It was it was not fresh, right? I mean, it was not picked that day. So Shara Rava lemizbam minei. So Rava allowed the guy to sell it to Jews because Amar, and he said ha vaday meitmol ne'akra, because for sure it had not been picked. Right, picking is a malacha on Shabbos or Yotav, it's aser. But right, mistama, it was not picked that day because it looked like it wasn't fresh. So he said it was mutter for him to sell to Jews because the malacha had not been done on. Yantif, and it had just been brought in from outside the Tchum, and again, that's mutter for other Jews to partake of. So Gemara says, Maya Marta. So Gemara says, what was the logic? Meaning, why would you say it's Aser? Because the only reason you would Aser is because it was outside the Tchum, and Habab Yishul Yisrael is a mutter lechol Yisrael Acher. And again, what we just explained, that other Jews are allowed to partake if an item is brought for a Jew. But Kol Shekein, hi, it's for sure this turnip, that the guy didn't even bring it for Jews. He already brought it probably to sell in the Goyish marketplace. So the Gemara said, but, however, Kevin Dechaza the Kamashi, Umaisilahu, but then the Goyim got smart, and they saw, you can bring these turnips on Yontif. You can give it to Jews, and they'll buy it from you. So then they started bringing a lot of them. So then, at that point, then the Goyim were already bringing it in for the Jews, and for the specific Jews to buy from them. So then Rava ossered it and said that was inappropriate. Okay. Hanhu b'nei gnana. There were b'nei gnana. Gnan is a gan is like a chuppah. So there were people who were making chuppahs, right? But Baruch Hashem, if you've gone to a wedding, so the florist, right, sets up the chuppah. So a gan also can be in a garden. So either way, you have these gardeners, you have these florists that do work for chuppahs, and they were goyim, I think they were goyim. Well, you'll see in a second that the people who did the malacha were goyim. I'm not sure if they were Jews or they're not. But either way, the gazulu asa biyotav sheni, and whether these gardeners were goyim or whoever it was, maybe they had workers. They cut down some asa, which is hadasim. They cut down hadasim on Yontif Sheni for what's it called? For a wedding. Maybe some of there's a wedding on Matzah Shabbos or whatever. So La'orta at night, right, as soon as Yontif was over, Shara Lahu Ravina La'orche Be La'alter. Ravina said, Jews are allowed to smell the hadasim right away. And again, it's also coming up in a couple of weeks. Hadasim anyway. Amalei Rava Bar Tachlifa La Ravina, Rava Bar Tachlifa Set Ravina. What are you talking about? Lesu Luhumar Mepneisha Inam Bnei Torah. Why don't we aser smelling these hadasim? Because the people at the wedding who are not Bnei Torah are going to think that you're allowed to do malacha for a Jew on Yontif, because they cut these hadasim on Yontif Sheni. So Maskevla Rav Shammai said, "What are you talking about? Time of the Im Bnei Torah? What? The only reason we're going to aser it is because people involved here are not from Right, they don't know halachos. Habnei Torah shari, but the frumazach for the chevra who are from it would be mutter. We have a halacha of kadeshi yasu that if someone does malacha for a Jew on Shabbos, right, if a goy or if a Jew does a b'shogeg, so you need to wait motzi Shabbos the amount of time it takes to do the malacha on Shabbos. You can't benefit from the malacha that was done. That includes getting it right after Shabbos. So if it took them, I don't know, an hour or two, for example, cook food on Shabbos, so you can't eat the food motzi Shabbos until an hour after Shabbos. Now, is that over here? I'm not sure. Is it Machlokes and Rashi Tosfos by Kedeshi Yasu? I'm not sure. I don't think it's over here. No, I just mentioned it. I'm trying to skim Rashi over here. I don't see it. Okay. There's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos whether that is the time for just the malacha or even the preparations. For example, here they cut down a hadas. Yeah, how long does it take to cut down a hadas? 2 seconds. Yeah, you take the scissors, snip, done. Right? How much longer is Kadesh Yasu? So Rashi says the amount of time you have to wait after Shabbos is just the amount of time it took to do the malacha. So to cut hadasim, right, okay, mistama, that's a few seconds. But to bake something, maybe that would be, you know, a longer time. But Tosva says that the amount of time you have to wait is the entire amount of time it took the goy to do it. So, for example, if you had to drive an hour to the forest, clip the hadasim, and drive an hour back, so then you'd have to wait 2 hours after Shabbos to smell and use the hadasim. But either way, the question is, why are you specifying people who are not from? It should be us or B'Kadeshi Yasu for everybody to smell these hadasim. We'd have to wait however long it took after Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Azlu Shailu the Rava, they went and asked Rava what the din is, and Amrlu, being Kadesh Yasu, he said, yeah, no, Yechanami, you're right, that you do need to wait B'Kadesh Yasu in this case, because the Goyim did a malacha for the Jew. Okay, now if you flip back to the Mishnah, we're going to quote Rabbi Dosa here, but really it's Kedai to read the entire end of the Mishnah. Flip back to Lama Tesman Aleph. Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkanus, if you look at the bottom of the Mishnah, had said like this, that Ha'ofer l'fanateva b'yomtov shel Rosh Hashanah, if a person davens chazen on Rosh Hashanah, Omer ha'achlitzin Hashem alokinu yom Rosh Chodesh hazeh. Right, he mentions Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, and then he says like this, in Hayom, whether it's today or whether it's tomorrow, again, because there's a suffix as to whether, but if you remember whether today was Rosh Hashanah or the next day was Rosh Hashanah, or was it the 30th of Elul, the 1st of Tishrei, okay, fine. Ulamachar, and then the second day, who would say, who omer in mayom im emesh, right, if whether Rosh Hashanah was today, whether it was yesterday, okay, right, fine. And then the Mishnah ends off and says, v'lo hodu lo chachamim, and the chachamim did not agree to this idea. Of course, that's vague, and it doesn't really specify what the Chachamim didn't agree to, and the Gemara is going to discuss that in a second. So, flipping back to Mem and Aleph by the two dots, yeah? Rabbi Dosa, Omer, etc., etc. Amar Rabba said, Ki avinon de Rav Huna, when they were in the base manager of Rav Huna, Iboilon. They asked the following question. Ma'ol haskir shal Rosh Chodesh b'Rosh Hashanah. Do we mention Rosh Chodesh in the Rosh Hashanah davening? Take Kevin de Chalukim b'Musafin, on the one hand, we have separate korban musafs, one for Rosh Hashanah, one for Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, they're separate. They're in the Beis Hamikdash. They're not the same. So therefore, maybe Amrina. Maybe we need to mention both of them in the musaf and the davening. So Odilma, or maybe Zichron Echad Ola Lakan Ulakan, or maybe just one mention of Rosh Hashanah. Obviously, it's going to be if it's Rosh Hashanah, it's also Rosh Chodesh. So maybe that's enough. So Amrlan, they said to him, Tini Tua, Glendin a Mishnah, quotes our Mishnah, Rabbi Dosa Omer, right over the Fenateva, etc. Right, and the Chachamim disagree. He said they did not admit to him. They disagree that you should what? We'll see. My lav lahaskir. Didn't the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Dosa that you need to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara says, lo, lahasnos. No, they were disagreeing by the fact that Rabbi Dosa said you have to make it tonight. If today is Rosh Hashanah, if tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah, if it is yesterday, you don't have to mention all that stuff. But really, the Chachamim might hold that you should mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. So, Chinam Mistavra, and it also makes sense. We need to be Brisa, because we have a Brisa, Vachin Hayer Rabbi Dosa, Ose Berosh Chodashim Shokol Hashanah Kula. Rabbi Dosa would also, right, make this whole, well, if it's today, if it's tomorrow, he would do this whole deal in the davening for regular Rosh Chodesh, for the Hodulo, and the Chachamim didn't agree with him. So, Iyam Rasperisham Allah Hasna, if you're telling me they didn't agree that you should make this Tanai, so Mishum Achilo Hodulo, that's why they didn't agree to him. Eli'i Amar Lahaskir, but if you're telling me the whole machlokas in our Mishnah is that you shouldn't mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, so Amai Lahodulo, why would they not agree with him over here by the case of other Rosh Chodeshes? So the Gemara says, well, but the other side doesn't make sense either. If you tell me the machlokes between Rabbi Dosa and Chachamim is whether you have to make the stipulation about whether, if today's Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh, if yesterday's Rosh Chodesh, so lamali lefligi mitarti. So if you're telling me that's the machlokes, so why would you need to mention that machlokes in the Mishnah and in the Brisa? When you have two cases, you just mention it once. So the Gemara says, tzricha. No, actually, you do need both cases. Again, both cases, meaning our case by Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh, and the case by other regular Rosh Chodeshes. Di'amrin and Rosh Hashanah, if you would have only told me that, you have to mention it, Rosh Chodesh by Rosh Hashanah, and make this whole Tanai thing. So, havamina, you might have thought, b'haka amrin Rabbanan, the low, right? This is where the Rabbanan say you don't need to mention Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah davening, mishum da'asir zilzulebe, because you may come to... the Tanai. If you tell me the Machlokes is by the Tanai, and you're only telling me that Machlokes is by Rosh Hashanah, because what's the concern here? Right? Whether it's today, whether it's tomorrow, you'll come to be Mezalzel in the Kedusha. Right? Rashi says, Imach Zekinan le Sofek, also Zilzul Bishani, right? You'll make a Zilzul in Rosh Hashanah. Right? What's at stake here? You have Yom Tov. And we're concerned that people won't take it seriously if you don't mention, you have all this Tanai type stuff. If you mention, if yesterday was Rosh Hashanah, if today is Rosh Hashanah, but we're concerned that people won't take Rosh Hashanah and Yom Tov seriously. But on regular Rosh Hashanah, what's the difference? Who cares? But whether there's no practical right? If it's Rosh Chodesh today, or Rosh Chodesh tomorrow, right? You don't have to. Who cares? So then maybe modulate the Rabbi Dosa. They would admit to Rabbi Dosa that again, we don't want people that you could say that tonight. You could say today, tomorrow. Meaning, according to Chachamim. If you're telling me that by Rosh Hashanah, you're going to say, well, maybe today's Rosh Hashanah, maybe tomorrow's Rosh Hashanah, so people are going to be like, all right, forget it. It's not really Rosh Hashanah. There's a suffix. So you don't want to mention this whole Tanai business. This bless this Rosh Hashanah, whether it's today, whether it's yesterday, maybe it was tomorrow. Chachamim didn't want to do that. But by on regular Rosh Chodesh, so who cares? You have nothing to lose, right? There's no concern that people won't do the malacha or whatever. There's no Isser malacha on Rosh Chodesh. V'yitmer b'ha, but if you would only have told me that this whole case... the Machlokas by regular Rosh Chodesh, b'hakam Rabbi Dosa, you might have thought that's when Rabbi Dosa says you should make the Tanai, you should mention maybe today's Rosh Chodesh, maybe tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh, Ava b'hach, but by Rosh Hashanah in modele the Rabbanan, maybe Rabbi Dosa would agree with the Rabbanan that you shouldn't mention maybe today's Rosh Hashanah, maybe tomorrow's Rosh Hashanah, because then people will be mezalzel, they'll take the second day of Rosh Hashanah lightly, and he would admit to the Rabbanan that you don't mention this whole back and forth. So that's, therefore, tzricha, we need both cases. Okay. So Gemara says, Meisvei. So one second, hold on, I'll ask you a question. Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos, like our case this year, when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, Be'Shame Omer Mispal Eser, and Be'Shame Omer Mispal Tesha. Be'Shame says there are 10 brachos in Shmona Esrei, meaning you have the 3 at the beginning, 3 at the end, the 3 in the middle, Zichronos, Shofros, Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, sorry. See, already I am for Rosh Hashanah. 3 of Rosh Hashanah, and you make a bracha about Shabbos. The Beis Hillel will say, no, you just throw Shabbos in into one of the other brachos. V'im Isan, if it's true that the Chachamim are going to be Moda, that you're going to be mentioned Rosh Chodesh in Musaf, Beis Shammai should really require 11. Because right, if you tell me that that the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Dosa is by lahasnos, is by whether you do this whole Tanai thing, but they agree that you mention Rosh Chodesh in the Rosh Hashanah davening, so Beis Shammai should require 11 brachos, not 10, because you have 3 for Rosh Hashanah, the 3 at the beginning, 3 at the end, that's 9, 1 for Shabbos and 1 for Rosh Chodesh. Right, obviously Beis Hillel says you throw everything together, so that's not included, but Beis Shammai should require 11. So Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera says, so, "Shiny Rosh Chodesh." No, Rosh Chodesh is different. You don't need to add another bracha for Rosh Chodesh. Mitoch shekol shachas va'arvis kol nami ben musafim. Because since by a regular shachas arvis avos mincha as well, you would just kind of throw it in there. So and mention it in as we do yalla b'yavo and mitzay or whatever. So kol nami ben musafim. You will also just add it in there into korban musaf. Does the Gemara says one second? Does Rabbi Beis Shammai really hold that you're going to add in Rosh Chodesh to the tefillah in on Shabbos in Mosef. Tanya, one second, we'll enter the Raisa. Rosh Chodesh Shechalios b'Shabbos. When you have Rosh Chodesh in Shabbos, Beishamei Omer Mispal Shmona, Beisil Omer Mispal Shava. Beishamei says, yeah, you make eight brachos in Shmona Esrei, three at the beginning, three at the end, one for Shabbos and one for Rosh Chodesh. So you see that Beishamei himself does not say that you just add in Rosh Chodesh to the Mosef of Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos. Right? That's what Rabbi Zeir suggested. Like, we have a brisa that says that on a regular without Rosh Hashanah, you would make your own bracha for Rosh Chodesh. So what are you talking about? How could you say that Rosh Chodesh does not require its own bracha? Kasha, that's a good kasha. I don't have an answer for you. Okay. The Kolel, and this whole concept of Kolel, including Rosh Chodesh, in the Tfilos, just like kind of throw it in there, as in one of the brachos, and not making it its own bracha, so that atzmo, that itself, is tanahi, is a machlokes tanahi. The tanya, like we learned in the Raisa, Shabbos shechalios b'Rosh Chodesh, o b'chol shamoed, right? Let's say you have Shabbos that falls out on Rosh Chodesh, on chol amoed, so arev is shachos, u'mincha mispal kedarko, sheva, regular Shabbos davening for the three regular tefillos. Omer mina ma'ura ba'avoda, and you say yalav yavo in ritzei, like we do. Rabbi Elazar says ba'avoda, you say it in modim, like for example we do on Shabbos on Chanukah or Purim. Okay, fine, but that's not how we paskin. Vimlo omer mechzira noso, but if you miss yalav yavo, this obviously we do paskin, then you have to go back. Uv musafim, what do you do on musaf? So maskel b'shal Shabbos, umisayim b'shal Shabbos. Right, you begin with Shabbos and you finish with Shabbos, but omer kedushas hayom ba'emtza. But you say, you mentioned whatever day it is, either Rosh Chodesh or Chol Hamoed, in the middle, meaning in the middle of this extra bracha. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, meaning that's what you would do. That's the kolel that you do on Mosef. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon ben Osha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka, they say that no, all the tefillos have this kolel concept, right? That the kol makom shezaku l'sheva, any time you're going to say seven. Brachos in Shmona Esrei, meaning Shachos, Mincha, Ma'ariv, Mosav, etc. Maskil l'shal Shabbos, Misham l'shal Shabbos, Vomar Kedush Shayom be'emtza. You're going to throw in Kedush Shayom into the middle of the bracha, right? Meaning in all the bracha and all the tefillos. So that's that's what we just said before, because that kind of Rabbi Elazar, we would say that you don't include Rosh Chodesh in the middle in the fourth bracha. That's during the regular three tefillos. You only do that in Mosef. So whether we do kolel, whether we include Rosh Chodesh in the special tefillah of the day, is a machlokes tanaim, I guess specifically by the three regular tefillos of Shabbos. By Mosef, everybody agrees, but by the three other tefillos, that is a machlokes tanaim. So Gemara says, now goes back to the topic that we were talking about before, in terms of mentioning Rosh Chodesh in Rosh Hashanah, and says, my havi Allah, what was the psak? Right, do we mention Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah or not? Right, so if this was 3 days or 3 days later, we would all be like, oh, I could tell you the answer. But since it's been 353 days since we davened Rosh Hashanah davening, so I don't remember. But the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chista, Zikaron Echad Ola Lekan Lekan. You don't need to mention Rosh Chodesh in Rosh Hashanah davening specifically. V'chein Hamaraba, Zikaron Echad Ola Lekan Lekan. No, one mention is good for both of them, and we just mention Rosh Hashanah and not Rosh Chodesh specifically. Velma Rabba, and Rabba says, Kiavina Be Rav Huna, we were in the base manager of Rav Huna, Ibailan, they asked the question, a different question, similar but different. Mahu Lomar Zman Rosh Hashanah Uvi Yom Kippurim. Do you say Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? So why wouldn't you say Shechianu? So we know that we say Shechianu, right? But before we get there, right, that's the end of the Gemara, but before we get there, what would be the Tutsdavim? Why would you not say Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah? So either, Kevin de Mizman Azman Asi, maybe, on the one hand, right, it comes right once a year, so Amrina, so therefore we should say Shechianu. O Dama, or maybe, Kevin de Lo Ikru Regalim, since Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are not called Regalim, Shlosha Regalim, so Lo Amrina. So there we don't say, meaning seemingly implying that you only see Shechianu for Azman on the Regalim, on the Shalosh Regalim, right? That would exclude Purim, we don't say on Purim anyway, but that would exclude Chanukah as well. So, meaning again, the idea would be simply that, according to that you need a real full Simcha in order to stay Shachiyar and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, obviously is not, it may be aspects of Simcha, but it's certainly not a complete Simchadic experience, right? You know, because of the aspects of judgment, etc. So, fascinatingly enough, they asked Rav Huna, and he said, Lo hab biyode. Rav Huna didn't know. Right? That's what was he doing his entire life? I don't know. That's a good question. But he didn't know. Maybe he didn't say it misafik. Maybe that's what he did. But okay. So either way, kiyasai be Rav Yehuda, when Rav Yehuda came, so Amar, he said, Ana ekra chadata nami aminazman. Right? What I do, when I say a bracha, akara chadata, on a new vegetable, I think a kara is a squash. Okay, either way, on a new fruit or a new vegetable, I would say shechianu. If you look at Rashi, fascinating Rashi, because this is in stomach, not how, I guess we're nohig to say a bracha when we eat a new fruit, and that's what we do on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, but for other reasons. But if you look at Rashi, it's like five lines down, the wide lines, ekra chadati, chadata, kishani roe delas, yeah, delas is a gourd or a squash. Not when I eat a new fruit, when I see a new fruit in season. That's fascinating, right? That does not seem to be what our minhag is. Okay, either way, see, when I see a new fruit according to Rashi, he would say I would make a shechianu. I mean, implying that you should also say it for Shani Yom Kippur, meaning that was because that since the new fruit comes every year, if it's seasonal, that you can say Shachianu on, so Mistama, that was his way to imply, not to say it straight out, maybe he didn't want to embarrass Rav Huna, so he wanted to say that, yeah, that you should also say Shachianu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So Amalei, Sir Rabbi said back to him, Rishust lo kami bayli. I'm not asking you for permission. I'm saying, do I have to say Shachianu? So my, what's the din? So Amalei, he said back to him, Rabbi Shmuel, Darmin Tarmayo, Ein Omer Zman Ela Shalosh Negalim, you only say Shechianu for the three regalim. Fascinating that you only need to say Shechianu on the three regalim. The Gemara says, Meseve, one second, what are you talking about? Pasuk says, Tein chilek l'shiva v'ganashmona. It's a pasuk in, on the side, where is it? I can't find it. It's not right across in my Gemara. Pasuk in Koheles. Give a chilek to 7 and to 8. What does that mean? So Rabbi Elazar Omer Shiva Eli Me Shiva Breishis Shmona Eli Shmona Me Mila. Right, talking about there's a chilek. There's a part of each of those. The 7 days of the week. So we give a part to Akash Baruch Hu. So during 7 days of the week, you give Shabbos. In terms of the Mila, right? Obviously, the Mila we do that. That's a mitzvah. That's a osi beni benichem. I guess that's by Shabbos. But either way, it's a bris that we do as a covenant between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's also given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Rabbi Elazar says. But here's the kasha that we wanted to bring. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Shiva Elu Shiva Yimei Pesach, Shmona Elu Shmona Yimei Achak. Right, 7 and 8, right, those are the days we say Shechianu. That's, again, because Pesach is 7, and Eretz Yisrael, Pesach is 7. What's it called? That's 8. Sukkot is 8. And also, right, that pasuk includes the Rabbah's Atzeres, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim. Right, you include, right, Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. My love is mine. Isn't that saying that we should say Shechianu on all of those holidays? The Gemara says, love. No, that's Levracha. That means that we need to make a bracha. We need to make an extra bracha. As Rashi says, Mekai Shishol Ve'azmanim. We make an extra special ending of the bracha in Shmon Esrei for the Chagim. So that pasuk is not a contradiction against what we just said, that you only say Shechianu on the three regalim at this point in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Zahachinami Mistabra, and it makes sense. Tisagatai took this man, because if it was talking about Shechianu, Zman Kol Shiva Mi'ika. Right? You wouldn't make Shechianu all 7 days of Pesach. We don't do that. So the Gemara says, but that last point is halokasha. That's not a question, because di lo mevarcha idna mevarcha machar lo yom ochra. It doesn't mean that you make a. It wouldn't have meant you make a shechianu all the 7 days of Pesach. Just saying that you could still make shechianu if you didn't for whatever reason on the first day. You could still say through the rest of the chag. So the Gemara says mikom makom binan kos. The Gemara says, hold on 1 second. But either way, you still need to make a shechianu on, at this point, the Gemara assumes that you need to make a shechianu on a bracha of wine. You don't make kiddush all 7 days of Pesach. So Lema Mizela the Rav Nachman. Maybe this should support Rav Nachman. Damar Rav Nachman. Zman Omro Filu Bashuk. You can even say Shachianu in the marketplace, meaning you don't need a cup of wine to say Shachianu. The Gemara says Alokasha. No, Dikul Alokos. No, could be that simply it's talking about a case where you had a cup of wine. So Gemara says Atay Nachatzeres of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so that only works on Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah. But Yom Kippur and Mechi of it. Well, what about Yom Kippur? Right? Imavarech Alev Shasile. What are you telling me? You should drink before, meaning before it's Aser. So Kim Damer Zman Kibli Alev Aser La. The second you say Shechianu, right? What are you telling me? You should drink the cup of wine. Say the Shechianu and the cup of wine before Yom Kippur hits. Well, saying Shechianu on Yom Kippur is like accepting Yom Kippur upon yourself, right? It's like lighting candles on Erev Shabbos, right? The second a woman lights candles on Erev Shabbos, she's Mekabel Shabbos. So the second you say Shechianu for Yom Kippur, so you're Mekabel Yom Kippur, you can't eat it. So what are you going to do? So Da'amar Le Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba L'Rav, Mi Badalt, for example, Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba said to Rav, did you stop doing Malacha after you Mekabel, your Mekabel Shabbos? That case in Brochus, remember, is when they made Shabbos early because it was cloudy and I thought it was dark, and all of a sudden the clouds parted and the sun was in the sky. So Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba said to Rav, after that happened, right? Okay, you don't have to daven. That's the whole discussion about davening. Did you stop doing malacha right after you daven? So Amalei in Badilna, yes, I did stop doing malacha. So therefore, the second you say Zman, you're not allowed to eat on Erev Rosh Hashanah, on Erev Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, so how does that work? How can you say Shechianu over a kos on Yom Kippur? If you're telling me you have to make the bracha of Shechianu, put the cup on the table, put it down, some of you need to drink it a little bit, right? Someone who makes a bracha on a kos needs to have some sort of taste. Lisve linuka, if you're going to give it to a kid, so lishokas a karavacha. That seems to be the halacha is not like Ravacha, who says that it's usher for an adult to give a kid something that is usher to do, right? Things that are, you're not allowed to give a kid, for example, you know, dafka, here, drink this on Yom Kippur. It's not so mutter. So Agav, interesting Rashi on the bottom, three lines up, if you look at the Ravacha bar Yaakov, lo it's punish, right? Rashi says, I have no idea where that is. I actually have never seen that, Rashi says, in the Gemara. Okay, but the halacha is not like him, and regardless, Dilma Asi the Mishrach, because we're concerned, the Mishrach means to go bad, means to spoil. But we're concerned that the kid will grow up and he'll continue and assume that drinking on Yom Kippur is mutter. So you can't tell me, that doesn't work out. I mean, that's you can't say the Shechianu on Yom Kippur. It wouldn't actually work. If you had a cup of wine. So the point says, my havi Allah, what's the bottom line? What's the halacha? So Shatrua Rabban and the Rav Yemar Saba, Kamed Rav Chista. So Chazal, apparently they didn't know. So they sent Rav Yemar, who's older at that point. So he went to Rav Chista. B'mal Yoma Derei Shasa. They sent him on Erev Rosh Hashanah. That's today's, as Rabbi Leibowitz says, Dafyomi coincidence. But nothing is a coincidence in the world. Either way, they sent him on Erev Rosh Hashanah to see what he does. So Amulei, they sent him, Zil Chazi Heichi Aviduvda, go see what he does. And Ta'im Amlan, and go tell us. Ki Chazi, so when he saw, so Amulei, he sent him, Daluya Liritiva Rafsa Le Beduchte. So Rav Chista, I think it's Rav Chista, said to Rav Yemar, he said, a person who, literally means person who picks up Ritiva is wet. So a person who picks up wet wood, must be that, wet wood you're not allowed to use on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So it must be that you need the place where you're sitting. It means that the place is soft. I mean, it must be that you wanted to sit where the wood was, because otherwise it would be muksa. So that was a way for Rav Chista to say he understood why Rav Yemar was there. Meaning, if you pick up the wood, it must be you need the place. If you showed up at my house, Erev Yom Rosh Hashanah, it must be that you needed to learn something and figure out what some halacha was. So Isolei Kasa Dechamra, they brought him a cup of wine, and Kaddish for Omer Zman, sure enough, he made Kiddush and said Shechianu, and Vehilchasa Omer Zman, and the halacha is that you say Shechianu, Berosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur, on both of them, and Vehilchasa Zman, Omro Afil Bashuk, and the halacha is also that you could even say Shechianu without a cup of wine, and that's fair enough what we do on Yom Kippur, right? We say Shechianu at night when we come after Kol Nidre. We say Shechianu, obviously without drinking a cup of wine. Okay, Rabosa, Ksiva v'chasima tova, Kosh Baruch Hu b'yamale, Kol Mishalos l'beinu l'tova, It's a sham. We will learn Vayter in the Hil Geshas after Rosh Hashanah and in the year Tufshin Pei Aleph. Have a good one.